Welcome to Talent Hub Talk. I'm Ben Duncombe, and on this podcast, I will be interviewing prominent and inspirational figures from both the local ANZ and global Salesforce Ohana. In today's episode, I'm joined by Jordan Nelson. Jordan is a senior Salesforce administrator in Utah in the US. I wanted to get Jordan on the show to discuss the topic of personal branding. It's a topic I discuss often with potential job seekers in the Salesforce market, and Jordan is someone that's built his personal brand over the last 12 or 18 months. So it was really great to deep dive on this topic and find out a bit more about how he approached building his own personal brand, some of the tips that he shares for others looking to do the same, and some of the benefits that Jordan has gained from having a personal brand now, but also some of the longer term benefits that he hopes to achieve or realize through personal branding. So a really interesting topic. It's something I really do recommend a lot of people look to do. Jordan has seen some real benefits, which we discuss, and it's something that, yeah, everyone should be thinking about in 2021, how they position themselves online and create their own personal brand. So I recommend following Jordan. You'll see lots of valuable content from him. And I hope you're enjoying these episodes. And if you are, please do subscribe for future episodes that are coming through.
Jordan, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you for being patient, because I've been trying to get this locked in for a while and I've been bouncing back and forth with you. So yeah, thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no problem at all. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I've been following you guys for a while now and watching a lot of these interviews. So really cool to finally have the chance to finally meet you, talk with you a little bit, and be here with you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you very much. And you got the memo with both wearing nice white t-shirts. So
I know. I was like, okay, we're going to do this matching. That's all right.
I usually record an intro before this goes out live, but for this one, I will record an intro, but I'll keep it short because I want you to tell us a bit more about you and I guess who you are. So who is Jordan Nelson?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So I kind of view myself as currently in the Salesforce space. I'm working as a senior Salesforce administrator, worked for a fintech company out here in Utah. So I'm over here in the US. And outside of Salesforce stuff, moved into a new house. So kind of getting into a lot of DIY stuff, not because I want to, but because I need to for a lot of just random things that we chose not to do with the house. I also love cars, do a ton of stuff with cars outside of work too. So the first thing I did when I got into my house was make sure that I have a good garage set up for myself, you know, tools, all that kind of stuff. I used to run a business for a little bit before I got into Salesforce, which was a automotive wrap shop, which was a lot of fun. Had a few employees. I ran that business for about 4 years. So I still like to keep up with a lot of car stuff, keep up with a lot of people that I met through that time period. Love to travel. I haven't made it over to like Australia or anything like that over there. I do have some family and friends tell me some really great things about it. But yeah, I love to travel, love to kind of be able to experience like different cultures and kind of see like the historical aspect of all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Nice. So is the dream job one that can align Salesforce and cars?
That would be awesome. Yeah, I would really like that. I've liked Salesforce a lot. And I don't know, I still feel like that's like a really good question to ask me of like what it is that my dream job is. I've loved Salesforce. I've loved being like more in the tech side of things. I feel a lot more up to date, like on what's going on and like involved. So I really like that aspect of it. I like the stability that it brings and the financial aspect. But yeah, that's kind of why I went with the car thing first is, you know, that was kind of always my dream is to try to figure out what I could do with like cars and kind of couple that with like a passion that I had in mind. So it'd be pretty sweet if I could figure out a way to combine both of those two things.
Yeah, nice. So where did the passion for Salesforce come from?
Yeah, so I was working as a business analyst over at Walmart e-commerce at the time. And I was also doing the car thing. And during that time period, we got acquired by Walmart. It was a separate small startup called Jet. They were kind of like an Amazon, did a lot of e-commerce. Walmart acquired us and I was working over there as a business analyst. And we had some people based out in California and New Jersey and New York, and they all did our Salesforce stuff. And they, I think just out of cost, because California in comparison to where I live here in Utah, New York, fairly expensive in comparison. So I think they started moving a lot of stuff just out of necessity to kind of recalibrate and figure out what they wanted to do there. And just, I don't know, kind of by luck, they just started pushing some Salesforce stuff, like very, very basic junior stuff. And yeah, I kind of got introduced to it by that means. And then I reached out to one of my friends out there in New York at the time, and he was doing Salesforce admin stuff. And he just talked really highly of like the job stability, the career path that you could go down, which was really like intriguing to me, of like not having to sit there and kind of think about what it was that I was going to do next. It was just a path laid out of, okay, if I get in as this admin, I have like three more steps ahead of me that I can take. I could eventually take that into like a dev. I could go the architecture route. So I really liked that aspect of it. And I liked that it's just like had a huge demand in the area that I'm in specifically. So that's kind of how I got into it. And since I've been doing it, I think the biggest thing that stood out right off the bat was just like the community, where we live in this world, I feel like, with social media, and you kind of get in there and it's a lot of negative space. So it's just kind of like a very different approach, I felt like, where people were just so willing to kind of reach out and like give back. And then that kind of led me to wanting to do the same thing, where it's like, okay, this is cool stuff I've learned. I feel like a lot of people have taught me over, you know, these communities and YouTube and Google and their blogs. So I just thought about trying to do the same type of stuff, where I was learning something I couldn't find the answer to. I thought it was just like a good way to kind of put it back out there and do the same thing that people did for me.
Sure. Because obviously we'll talk about personal brand, and that's something I advocate. Like, I think it's really important, especially for, like, it's important for everyone, but I think especially for people that are active with a job search or potentially, you know, might be building a career in the ecosystem, because without one, it's hard to differentiate yourself from other people. And you've taken it kind of from helping others and creating content, and now you're really open and honest with your own, like, who you are and what you do. And it's not just Salesforce, right? You built a brand outside of that. So kind of how did that come about? Did you have any reservations from going from being this helpful guy online and posting about flows and doing videos on flows to kind of opening up yourself to people you don't know?
Yeah, for sure. I did. I had a problem just doing that Salesforce piece in general. Like, I think it would be weird for me to say that it wasn't awkward to do that, because I have never really been the person to do that. I never really did that on, you know, Instagram with my own stuff. I never did that on Facebook. I was just kind of always the consumer, the guy that just would scroll through my feed and that was it. So that's the approach I've always taken. And going back to kind of leaning on like past experiences, as we touched on a little bit, is I got introduced to a lot of that just out of the means of trying to make my business work with social media. So it was a lot of like social media marketing and trying to figure out the platform and figuring out how that worked. And so I knew kind of my way around a little bit on LinkedIn. I hadn't really used it, but yeah, I got to the point in my mind where I just started hearing a lot, like the Gary V's of the world and the Grant Cardones, you know, all these people that we listen to talk a lot about just like the opportunity that you had on LinkedIn specifically. And so I wanted to post, and I like tried to think about posting for probably like a year or so. And I started reaching out to some coworkers around the subject of how I could do this, and they were posting. And the first thing I started doing was actually commenting on other people's posts to kind of get like familiar with it and comfortable with it. And that just led to me not knowing at all like what to post, and posting some really like cheesy stuff initially, because I just didn't know what to do. And so it was like, you know, updates on some business or something really cheesy that didn't really sound like who Jordan is.
Yeah.
And so that's where I started with it. But I knew that it was like a good opportunity, because the way I look at like personal brand and audience is, yeah, it does like help you stand out against the crowd. But I also view it as kind of how we're talking here, which is Salesforce is great for me right now, but if that's not like what I want to continue to do, I think building an audience and letting people in to say, this is like who I am, these are things I care about, and people knowing who you are in general, that opens the doors for really anything that you want to do. So if I feel like I want to make a career change, I feel like there's just so many more opportunities that are going to be easier if people know who you are. Like if I went back to doing that car stuff, okay, well now, even if they just do Salesforce stuff, there's a lot of people that are connected with me within my own state right here in the US.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well now I can take that audience of X amount of people that know who I am and say, hey, I'm starting this business. I would love to, you know, wrap your car, whatever it is. And now there's X amount of thousands of people that now know who I am to help support that and get it started. So I think in general, outside of just getting a job and getting a better job as a Salesforce person, an audience thing is something I've wanted to do for a while. And I thought it was just an easy step for me to say, hey, well, I know how to do Salesforce. I'm going to post about that because that's not really threatening to me. I know what it's about. I do it day to day. So let me start off with that. And then let's move into some other things around who I am and what else my life entails.
Sure. So how did you get to the topics initially? Like you said, you struggled, but then how did they come to be? Like, how did you decide what you were going to post on, like on a daily or weekly basis?
That's a good question. So first, as you know, as you were following me, it was just a lot of things I saw like a need for or things that I didn't think other people knew a ton about. So for me, when I first started in Salesforce, it was around flows. Like as a beginner, I thought there was a lot of good information out there for more of like an intermediate or an advanced user where you can get on YouTube and they'll walk you through this really long process. But for me as a beginner, I didn't even know like what the canvas was. I didn't even know how to use these different elements that were in a flow. So initially it was just like, hey, I'm just going to go through these and I'm going to explain these as somebody like myself was just learning it. I'm not going to try to get into anything advanced. I'm just going to explain what a loop element is, what an update element is, and go through it that way. And that fed into a lot of, here's a lot of easy topics I could talk about. And then as I moved more towards the personal side of things, that just kind of came with time of, you know, throwing out a joke here or there or posting a meme, doing something outside of Salesforce. And then seeing that people like were interested in it. And I did a lot of watching as well. And I still do where I'll follow bigger accounts and stuff that I personally like to follow. And I think that's the best way for anybody to learn. I don't think there's like one way to do it. But if you follow other people, you can kind of just think what they're doing because you can say, hey, well, you know, I personally scroll through my feed and I read a lot of what this person posts. Why do I read a lot of what they post? Well, they post about personal experiences. They tell stories. They tell jokes. They share interesting insights. So then that kind of led into, okay, great. I can just start talking about these different things. Let's brainstorm some stuff that I personally like and let me start posting that and let people who like that stuff come and find me and follow me.
Yeah, nice. So how have you benefited so far? Because obviously you said there's a longer term play with this, right? So if you decided you wanted a career change and you were going to wrap cars again, you've got an audience of people that might want their car wrapped, but like that's a long-term view, right? So how do you continue to be, because it's all about consistency, right? You can't build a brand by posting once a month or you know, once every couple of weeks. Like you have to be consistent. So yeah. Where have you benefited from being consistent?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think it probably depends on what people's expectations are for their own benefits and what they see as a benefit. But even just like taking this interview with you, I think is a benefit to me because it gives me more exposure. And if right now I am in the Salesforce world and that is where I live and possibly what I want to keep doing for the next 5 years. So just by taking this interview is a benefit, right? Because it's another channel that you have your own audience. You can now post this interview and I'll be able to just kind of get my name out there more of like who I am. And who knows? You know, I feel like there's a lot of serendipity that's involved with this stuff where you do something random, what it seems like this interview, and it ends up being this cool connection to how somebody found you or how a company found out about you. So I feel like there's a lot of little benefits that have taken place this way for selfish reasons. Outside of that, too, it's just been a lot of benefits with people I've got to know. You know, I'm obviously always trying to think about how I can be better at Salesforce or be better at posting content or learning, you know, how I can make money on the side outside of Salesforce stuff. And so I think following people and networking in general and just honestly getting into that space has been a big benefit of always keeping my eyes on this and like trying to stay in that type of environment has really helped me to kind of figure those things out for myself and what I'm doing with it next.
Sure. I think a lot of people that watch or listen to this will be like, well, have you seen, because a lot of people don't have that longer term view around getting out of Salesforce because Salesforce is what they love. And I'm not saying you don't love Salesforce, but so have you seen like a genuine like volume increase in the amount of like interest in your profile you've had from potential hirers or recruiters or people that can kind of help you with future progression in your career?
Yeah, for sure. So Salesforce specifically, right, where my tagline is Salesforce at Health Equity. Most of my stuff up until this point has been Salesforce. So I do get a lot more from what I've noticed from not posting at all to now posting. I've seen a lot more recruiters reach out to me. The last three jobs that I've had have been based upon me being consistent on LinkedIn. My last two jobs specifically, I was headhunted for them or recruited, however you want to say it. So it gave me some leverage that way. And I think the most interesting part for people that do love Salesforce and want to stay here, the posting the content has really helped in a lot of ways during the interview process. So my last job, the one I'm at currently, I got recruited, which was really cool. And it just made the process so much smoother, where typically you get in there and there's a lot of nerves and kind of proving yourself in a way. And it was nice because I actually just kind of went through it and they didn't really have any questions about what they wanted, because they could just go look at my blog. They could just go look at my YouTube and look at and see what I was posting. And I was posting about flows and like some stuff more that are relevant to like what I do on a day to day. And that's exactly what they wanted. So it makes it a lot more of a less risky thing, you could say, for the company, because they can just go to your YouTube channel or your blog and say, oh, well, yeah, this person does know how to go through a flow. They're teaching it. They're showing you the basics. So it brought a lot of clarity for them, made it less of a risk. And then for me, it obviously super nice. I didn't really have to do a whole lot through the interview. And it gave me, what, in my opinion, more leverage when it came to figuring out what was going to work out with compensation and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice. So that's some of the benefits of having a brand. But you do put yourself in a vulnerable position, right? And you're online and you're open and you're honest and very transparent with who you are. So what are some of the kind of negatives? Because it can't all be great, right? There must be some bad parts. And I did see you put a post up recently about one of your posts being taken in a way that it wasn't meant. So yeah, have you got any insight into kind of dealing with the negative side of being so visible?
Yeah, initially, I mean, you do have to kind of develop this mentality of like a thicker skin, or just knowing that people are just going to kind of say what they want to say, and they actually don't care as much as you think they care too. Because there's a lot of people out there where they'll see a post, maybe they don't agree right off the bat and they'll comment and then they move on with their life. And when you read it, because it's on your feed and your profile, you're looking at it like, dude, this guy, like, he hates me, or he just stalked everything I did. Like, am I going to get hacked? Like, you kind of start letting your mind get into this thing where it's like you revolve around everybody else. And the reality is, it's like, no, you don't. Like, you're just this small speck, regardless of how many people follow you. If you think of huge celebrities that we look up to, right? And it's like they get negativity all the time. And how much do we actually pay attention or like hear about it? Maybe it'll pop up. And how long does it last? Like 2-3 days, goes away. So we do get in this mindset where we think we're a little more important than we really are. And that's probably what happens. So I think that's one thing to keep in mind. But I have had things as little as when I first started getting bothered when someone would like correct me on Salesforce stuff, because I felt like, oh, geez, like I got to kind of look like I'm the expert here, and I'm not an expert, but posting it makes you feel like you have to be. And so I'd get corrected by people that have a lot more experience and certifications and all that than I did in Salesforce. And I would take it as like a huge L initially. And I'd just be like, oh, geez, like I can't post again about this. And I'd get all worked up. And then that kind of started to fade. And as I've gotten a little more vulnerable, I think there's just different levels, right? So now if it's Salesforce, I'm pretty used to like any type of feedback I get. And now I've gotten to a place where I'm just kind of posting about like topics of discussion that I like. And as you know, like we've had an election this year, it's been an election year for our country here, and just a lot going on with what people's opinions are on both sides of the aisle, left or right, and what they think about Trump and what they think about Biden. And I commented on a post that was a very hot button topic, but I posted something which I didn't think was like trying to debate anybody. I just kind of gave like my 2 cents. I didn't like involve anything that you shouldn't PC wise. And yeah, next thing I know, I was getting like DMs and I was getting all this like information, and like the thread ended up with like 40 replies on it and people just kind of coming at me for something that I wasn't even trying to debate in the first place. You know, they kind of picked apart my message and really focused in on like one part of what was said. And that's not what I was trying to say. And so I tried to clarify, didn't work out. So eventually I was just like, I'm just going to stop responding because what we're talking about earlier, like the reality is none of these people actually responding to me are going to care in like 20 minutes after I get done not responding. They care because I keep responding to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think there's a lot of that. And so my post that you're referencing, I just kind of said back like in my own post, which was a little bit about the experience, but just talking about, you know, we do talk about a lot of superficial things sometimes, and they are relevant and they're cool and I like the insights. But for me personally, I always enjoy like a deeper conversation. So all I meant by my post that I just posted out was, you know, regardless of whatever we believe or whatever we think is right and the right thing to do in life, we just have to get to a place, at least here in the US right now, with being able to talk about those things openly and like assuming that the person that is going to respond is not coming at you with bad intent, or they don't want to, you know, have anything go the wrong way. Like they're looking out for what they think is the best option, just like you are, right? And that's what my intentions were when I posted and I didn't receive that same treatment. So I just think we got to get to a better space where work from home, Corona, social media, there's all these outlets where we just talk about everything online. And it becomes this space where it's like, what can we actually talk about? Because when there is something important, like here in the US with politics and an election year and what we feel like we should be doing right and wrong, it's such a heated debate that you can't even bring anything up, or you're labeled as something, you know, you get DMs like what happened to me on a lot worse level if you're involved with that kind of stuff, which it's kind of a bummer because that stuff's important and stuff that we should be able to talk about together as a country and like be unified. But yeah, that's kind of like what I've had as far as like good and bad.
Sure. So you haven't had anything like that in the way of Salesforce posts though, just maybe some little corrections here and there.
Yeah, exactly. So as that last one hit, it does make you kind of go back to that and be like, man, maybe I should just crawl back up and go back to my Salesforce community, because at least they're just coming from like a space of correcting me. They're not trying to be like malicious with me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think people need to be aware of the negativity that potentially can come with being open and honest. But like, I think just if you are looking to build a brand in the Salesforce ecosystem, you can't really go wrong with just keeping people kind of in the loop of what your journey is and what you're working on and kind of what you're looking to achieve. Like, that's really the place people need to start, right? So if you're advising someone else that wanted to start building a brand, and I guess their purpose for that was to create more opportunity for themselves in the ecosystem, where would you start? Like, what are your top tips for that?
Yeah, if you just wanted to establish a brand, I get this question a lot in my DMs, and it's usually people that are like, hey, I'm just getting started with Salesforce. I don't know where to start. I don't know a lot. But if you take, I think, the same approach I did, I think it's like a solid base for you to just say, okay, like, you know, I'm new. So what is it that new people want to know? Like, what did I want to know that I maybe now know or I'm trying to figure out? Because I think the easiest way to teach people is you have a huge audience that's always going to be a beginner. Like going back to this wrap shop thing, okay, if I don't know how to wrap a car, what's like something I could still teach? I could teach beginners how to wrap a car, how I'm starting, how you could do something small. And it's the same for almost everything we do. Salesforce is just as applicable, in my opinion. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there posting stuff about Apex and all these other things, but that doesn't mean there aren't people out there that want to get into Salesforce that don't know how to write a validation rule, or they don't know what a workflow rule is, or they don't even know how to create a new user. And so it's helpful for people to just understand that there's always this beginner space that's behind you. So you may feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel of like, okay, I'm the newest guy on the block. But the reality is there's always somebody else that hasn't even started that's looking into it. So you can always teach to that crowd.
Sure. And then in terms of like tools, you know, the Salesforce ecosystem love a good tool and anything to kind of automate or make their life easier. So what tools have you found to be useful in creating content?
Yeah, content specifically or tools around Salesforce that have made it easier?
More content related, yeah. So, okay. Less so the Salesforce platform, but I guess like any tools that you might automate to post your content or, yeah, things like that.
Yeah, some really good ones. I just used this one for the last 2 weeks. I just found this one and it's called Octopus CRM. There's another one called Duck Soup. Kind of weird names, I know, but basically what they do is they help you automate a lot of manual work I was doing in LinkedIn specifically. So if you want to start posting on LinkedIn, both of those two pretty much offer the same stuff. And what they do is you can go and perform a search function on LinkedIn and you would say, you know, let's say I want to start connecting with more Salesforce people. I could type in on my search in LinkedIn and say, you know, Salesforce developers in California. And that will pull up all this huge list. I can then click on a little Chrome extension. It pops it all in. Now I have all these people. And then it gives you these options like, do you want to connect with them? Do you want to message them? Do you want to endorse them for skills? Do you want to visit their profile? There's just so many different things you can do. And you can also build out like a marketing funnel. So you could say, hey, I want to connect with this person. After I connect, I want to send them a message. After I send them a message, I want to endorse them. After I do that, I want to whatever. And so that's a really helpful one because I was doing all of that manual up until this point. So I had somebody that I reached out to and I sent him a message after we connected, or he followed me, or one of the two. And he was like, oh, it looks like somebody's using Octopus CRM. And I was like, no, I don't even know what that is. And then he was like, you could honestly save a ton of time if you're not using that for what you just did. Like, I would have never known you would have used it. You can still make it super personal. You can still make a connection and like be there for him. Doesn't have to be like a bot. He's like, but I would seriously look into it. And so I found that one. I would highly recommend that one. Outside of that, shorter ones, not going into great as detail, is Buffer is a really nice one. Hootsuite is another one where those will automate posts for you. So you could just come up with like a backlog and then post, basically write it out how you'd post it and then line it up for when you want it posted. And so that one's really nice where it's like just kind of on autopilot, just does its thing. Another one I like to use is Notion. And that one's more of like a note keeping app, but it's been super helpful. I watched somebody based out of the UK and his name's Ali, and he talks a lot about like note taking. I think he's in the like healthcare industry, but he uses Notion and he kind of shares his thoughts on like how to do this with content. And I just kind of copied what he was doing, but he would just take like a Saturday or a Sunday or a day you have free and then just brainstorm everything that you want to talk about that week or that month for that purpose. And then write it all down. And then it kind of looks like a, just like a board, like an agile board or a Kanban board. And you can just like rearrange it and just say, for me, how I have mine set up is that way. And it will say like, here's my backlogged column. Here's like what I'm going to post this week column. Here's what I've already posted. And then you can tag all those things too, to say like, oh, that post was about, you know, Salesforce or about politics or about, you know, an opinion I had. And so that also kind of gives me a visual to say, like, to look back on and be like, what have I been posting a lot of? What's something I want to mix it up with? So those are kind of my go-to tools for content.
Yeah, nice, nice. There's a lot there. And I think the only thing you need to be careful of, because a lot of recruiters use these like Duck Soup and stuff, and you can end up in LinkedIn prison with them.
Yes, you can. So I looked into that first because I had heard the name when this guy had mentioned it, and he was a sales guy. And I was like, yeah, I looked into the Duck Soup one time. And then it basically was just like, yeah, my account's going to get banned. And then he was like, you can actually pay for one of their services that is a little bit higher. And they'll warn you when you pass certain thresholds to shut it down. For my purposes, like, he was in sales. So he's like, I'm doing this all day, so I have more of a risk. For me, it's like an occasional, you know, 10 people or whatever. Or what I've been usually using it for is not really to connect. I've been using it a lot for like messaging. So people that are following me, which has no limit on LinkedIn that won't get you kicked out, is you can message whoever links up with you or follows you as much as you want. So I've just been messaging a lot of those people like, hey, thanks for the connection. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help out. That's kind of been my purpose. So yeah, you're right. Like, it probably depends on how you want to use it. But in my purpose, or if in your purpose, you're just like trying to create content and like connect with people, that's a really easy way to be able to do that, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the future hold? Obviously, you're happy. I'm not saying you're not happy in your job, but where do you go from here? Like, where does your future Salesforce career kind of evolve?
Yeah, I think that's something that's been on my mind a lot lately, because I've hit this threshold that we talked about where 3 years ago, it was like brand new, fresh to Salesforce. And I kind of had the next three steps lined out for myself to say, okay, junior to a regular to a senior. And now I'm at the senior level. And now it's kind of like, Okay, I don't know like how much more. I think I feel like I'm towards the top of my threshold as far as like compensation goes and stuff. So it's like, I don't know if I can really, you know, if I want to stay there, if I want to move. And that would require me either kind of going back a little bit to learn some code and work back up, or it'd be like architecture or management, I guess. So I'm kind of in this weird space. So I feel like what I want to do as of now is kind of dabble in this sense of, I have this audience and I have a lot of people that do Salesforce stuff. I think it'd be really cool to kind of be able to support myself and give more valuable content, like more in detail, by possibly like selling courses and things like that. So I think this year, that's what I'm going to dabble in, is trying to do something like that. Because I think there's a lot of good things I've learned, and I can't fit that into like a little LinkedIn post. It would take a lot of time on YouTube. So I think a cool way would be able to be like, hey, I'm still going to push all that and you can follow me. But if you'd like a more in detailed like list of how to do this or figure this out, here's a course that I'm now offering. And I think that could, you know, bring in some more income that way, and also like more experience that way. So I think that's where my headed space is right now.
Sure. Yeah, nice. And finally, obviously, we've discussed LinkedIn and your YouTube channel. Where is the best place for people to connect and hear what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure on LinkedIn. I got a little ambitious like when I first started doing this, and I tried to attack every social media platform there is. And maybe that works for some people. That does not work for me. I get too distracted and I can't like figure one platform out. So I focus a lot on LinkedIn. So the best place to find me is there, because I feel like I have that platform down. I just started this week to start posting on TikTok, is like where I wanted to go next. And then I'm going to start back up on like my YouTube stuff again. So those are kind of the spaces to follow me. If you want to see me with like no followers and like building something out, which could be kind of cool, TikTok, because I only have like 100 followers there. So I would jump over there if you are on that. And that could be like a cool little thing to figure out like with me, to say, okay, this person's going to try to obviously build up here. How's he doing it? What's he doing? What kind of content does he post? So that'd be a cool one for like any newcomers to follow me on there.
Yeah, nice. And is there much Salesforce action happening on TikTok?
Yeah. So when I got on there, there's a lot of, in general, like business stuff. I was really surprised when I first got on. I thought it was going to be what everyone thinks, which is like little kids and like dancing and like high school stuff. And I got on there, and just like any other feed, it kind of adapts to what you watch and what you like. And it was a ton of like DIY stuff that was like super helpful for my house. Like I've learned so much DIY stuff off TikTok. And then I started finding like a lot of business stuff, like Excel things and like tax things here in the US, and like a ton of information around that. So my feed is actually just full with like a lot of like nice educational stuff. And I have seen some Salesforce, but like not a ton. So right now what I've been posting is a lot more, you know, hey, this is how you build an audience. Like this is how you would get into like more marketing side of like putting yourself out there and building a personal brand. But I still talk about Salesforce on there, but I haven't seen a ton of it quite yet.
Because I was picturing you like dancing while talking through a flow or something.
Yeah. And see, that's what my expectations too, when I first heard about it. And I was like, I can't get on that app, because like I would never feel comfortable like dancing or like singing. And then my feed was just full of like, there's like a song going in the background, but it'll just be you talking through like a problem, you know? So there's a lot of stuff there. I think the other little app too, I don't know if you're on it yet, is the Clubhouse one that popped up. I'm on there. I haven't really dove into that one yet. I still feel like, in my opinion, it's a little clunky. It's like hard for me to search and find rooms to like join, but I'm also on that one too, trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, nice. I've literally just heard about that this week. I'd never heard of it before, but it seems interesting. And I think there's quite a lot of recruitment activity going on there, like recruitment clubhouses, like sharing kind of ideas and war stories and stuff. So yeah, maybe that'll be one for the Salesforce ecosystem as well.
Yeah, I think that one has a lot of potential for that. It's kind of like a live podcast where you can get in these rooms, right, and listen to it, or an interview, and you can participate, which is really cool. The downside that I've seen so far is that it's really hard to find a room that you want to join, because you can't search them. So it's just whatever pops up. And so it takes a lot of scrolling to find something. And then the other side of it too is, I don't know how they're going to do it with like growing presence on there. Because a lot of people that have joined so far are like celebrities or people we know, and so they automatically get followed.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you or I jump in, I think it's difficult because the only way to actually like grow is you'd have to like time block like actual time and like participate in type of, like in a room. You would have to sit there for like an hour and like talk with people versus LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, all these other places. It's like I create a post, I send it out, and that's that. You know, I don't think
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed chatting and I'm looking forward to seeing what these courses may be when you get to release them. So yeah, excited to keep watching your journey online and good luck for the future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a great time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talent Hub Talk. If you're enjoying the podcast, we'd love it if you could subscribe and also leave a short review. We're keen for this podcast to reach as many people.